where you get your podcasts.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates are canvassing critical states in the final week of this campaign. Nearly 50 million Americans have already cast ballots in early voting. President Biden, meantime, in Baltimore, touting the Inflation Reduction Act to modernize ports. He rejected former President Trump's claims that the Biden-Harris policies are hurting the economic recovery from the pandemic.
Consumer confidence is up this month larger than ever. The economy's growing. Middle class is doing well. We're showing we're the only nation in the world that always emerges stronger from a crisis than we went into the crisis.
David DePapp was sentenced today to life in prison in the state trial linked to the hammer attack against Paul Pelosi in his San Francisco home. DePapp is already serving a 30-year federal sentence for attacking the 82-year-old husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Word today, actress Terry Gard has died. Her family says she was surrounded by loved ones at her home in Los Angeles. She was 79. Russia's foreign minister reacting to reports that North Korean troops are set to help their Russian colleagues in the Ukrainian conflict.
As Sergei Lavrov points out to the West, Russia and North Korea's strategic partnership treaty does not violate international law. The agreement, in his words, is not secret, it's open. The entire text has been published. He adds, among other things, that it allows for mutual assistance if one of the countries is attacked militarily, such is the case in the Russian Kursk region. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Top dollar for a rare dime, a 1975 dime with a minting error, just sold for $506,000 at auction. The coin depicts President Franklin D. Roosevelt and is just one of two known to exist without its distinctive S mark. Three sisters from Ohio who inherited that dime from their brother will split the proceeds. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 2020 in Wisconsin. Wood County Clerk and Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner says all those absentee ballots mean we likely won't know the outcome of the presidential election in the state until the morning after Election Day.
Because it's just going to take them that long to push that many ballots through the machines to get the tabulation out.
Clerks Association supported a bipartisan bill to allow the processing of early ballots to begin on Monday. It passed the state assembly but failed to advance in the Senate. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests on their ballots.
Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters, including some with more than one on the same ballot. That's the case in Madison Metropolitan Schools, requesting $100 million over 4 years for operations, and a second referendum requesting facilities bonds totaling $507 million over 23 years. There's more than a dozen Milwaukee area districts with referendums, and in the Green Bay area public schools, voters are being asked to approve a $183 million capital referendum to address school safety and renovations. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission encourages you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says customers should contact their utility provider to make a payment or arrange a payment plan.
The winter moratorium runs from November 1st till April 15th. And so during this time, a utility service that affects the main heat source cannot be disconnected for non-payment.
More information is available on the Public Service Commission website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
And great to have you with us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America. Thanks for joining us for the conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America, powered by our friends at Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex premium diesel to keep you in the field. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at news headlines in segment four. In segment three, we'll have our monthly conversation with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Looking forward to talking with the senator with Election Day a week away. That and more will be topics we'll talk about with Senator Grassley. In segment two, we'll talk with Steve Mercer, the Vice President of Communications for the U.S. Wheat Associates, the latest U.S. crop quality report out for 2024. We're going to talk about the wheat in that report and more, and get some updates from Steve Mercer. That'll be in segment two here today of AOA. Joining us now to kick things off as we take a look at the markets, livestock trade, cattle still reacting a little bit to the latest cattle on feed report. Hog market setting some new highs to start the week on Monday. Let's talk about all that and more. Joining us now, Dennis Smith with Archer Financial Services. Dennis, how are you, sir? Welcome back to AOA.
Well, thank you for having me, Jesse. Good morning.
Well, let's start with that cattle on feed report we saw on Friday. Overall, it looked like most of the numbers were pretty in line with pre-report estimates. Was I reading into that right, Dennis? What did you find?
Yeah, it was very close. Now, placements are down 2%, perhaps a little bit larger than expected. It's pretty amazing, Jesse. We just are not running into a tight fed cattle supply situation like the market really thought there would be, like most analysts, including myself, thought there would be as we are marched our way through 2024. Basically,
well,
placements have been running larger than expected. And on the other end of it, the packer slaughter rate or the marketing rate has been slower than expected. And packers kind of controlling the supply, keeping the numbers on feed roughly even with a year ago.
Are we getting to some levels here in this cattle market again where we might just be running out of steam? I look at futures. I mean, 249, no feeders, you know, 189, 190, fat cattle. I mean, are we just hitting kind of the top end here, Dennis? What do you think?
I think we are. In fact, that's exactly what I think. And it's, quite frankly, Jesse, extremely unpopular opinion right now. We are not doing anything heroic here. I'm not trading from the short side for our speculative players. We have been advising partial hedges. And again, that's not been a popular play. I am concerned a lot of our clients are just simply not hedged. Everyone is bullish. But I am concerned that this market will turn down for several reasons. My opinion is the economy is slowing. And my opinion is that the U.S. consumer is inflation wary and has been beat up at the grocery store. And we're seeing what I refer to as trading down, moving away from steaks and roasts and toward ground beef, and now possibly even moving away from ground beef and toward pork and poultry.
Well, something too, the old thing I always remember is when everyone moves to one side of the boat, in this case maybe bullish, that's not necessarily a good thing. On the hog side, as I mentioned, we set some new contract highs to start the week on Monday. Hogs seem like they have some real good fundamentals underneath this market right now. What's your thoughts on the hog side?
Yeah, one of the reports I wrote and sent out this morning was put out an APB for missing hogs. Where are the hogs? The Hog and Pig Report has got a huge mess, and they basically projected market hogs to be running anywhere from 3 to 5% above a year ago, and now going into the seventh consecutive week. I'm starting to lose track. It's been so long. I think the seventh consecutive week we are seeing hog numbers instead running even with to below a year ago. This week's hog slaughter is projected in the, 2.635 million, and that would be down about 1% from last year. And again, USDA is telling us it should be anywhere up from 3% to as much as 5%.
We're talking with Dennis Smith from Archer Financial Services. Dennis, you mentioned a little bit domestic demand for beef there and maybe some folks trading down for pork. What about foreign demand? I mean, what's your perception of how that's looking for proteins right now out of the U.S.?
I'm sorry, was that pork demand you indicated?
Pork and beef demand, both for foreign buyers.
Well, foreign buyers, the export market has been good for the pork, and I'll just say it, hams to Mexico, that is the driving force. But that's certainly not the only driving force. We are moving pork to all of Latin America right now. We are not moving pork to China, and that's not a surprise to anyone. We sell a lot of pork butts to South Korea. Pork butts are in very high stock levels right now on the cold storage report. Butts are plentiful, but bellies are down 40%, and overall pork is slightly below a year ago. So demand for pork on the export market has been excellent. Not so much the case with beef. Beef is a high-priced item, and that has definitely slowed down the export market.
Dennis, we have about a minute here. I should ask corn and soybeans real quick as we're nearing the tail end of harvest. Any notes for grain producers right now as they're watching the row crop markets?
Yeah, the corn market, the basis is really firming up nicely. The processors are looking for corn, and the producers are wrapping up harvest and locking it up in the bin. I think the corn market is stabilizing here and putting in a lows. Soybeans, I'm not so sure about that. we'll see what happens after the presidential election and concerns about possible tariffs and trade wars, assuming that Trump is the next president. So not so certain about a bottom in the soybean market.
Well, a lot of things to keep our eyes on, no doubt, and always appreciate some insight into the grain and livestock markets and more. Dennis Smith, Archer Financial Services. Dennis, thanks for being with us again here today on AOA. We will get you back on the show again real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, as always, from Dennis Smith here on AOA. Today's program powered by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Greases help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Go to Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with Steve Mercer from U.S. Wheat Associates here on AOA.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues here today, powered by Cenex. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex Premium Greases and Lubricants. Visit your nearest Cenex store. Go to Cenex.com for more information. All right, now let's talk about the latest 2024 U.S. Crop Quality Report issued and produced by the U.S. Wheat Associates. Joining us now to go through that report and have a conversation, he is Vice President of Communications for U.S. Wheat Associates. Steve Mercer is with us here today on AOA. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you, Jesse. How's it going there?
It is going fantastic here. Thank you for being with us today. Just for starters, for folks who are not aware of what the crop quality report is, can you give folks a little background on this report put out by U.S. Wheat Associates?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do so. You know, U.S. Wheat Associates is the export market development organization for wheat farmers. And, you know, analyzing and sharing the many characteristics about, you know, really all six U.S. wheat classes, just not just the hard red spring wheat grown in your area, but, you know, all six classes, it's really the biggest and probably the most important activities that our organization conducts every year. You know, if we're going to be successful promoting U.S. wheat, our customers overseas need to know about more than just production and protein. You know, how each class functions. It's really one of the things that sets U.S. wheat classes apart from competing and often, you know, cheaper supplies from around the world. So it is, it's very important. It's a massive year-long process. As I mentioned, you know, one of the biggest and probably the most important single activity that we do each year.
Well, let's talk about some of the findings from the 2024 report. And you really hit the nail on the head just in terms of how much export competition we have around the world, so to speak. But a lot of our competitors, the quality is not as good as U.S. wheat. And I know that was evidenced in the 2024 report. What were some of the big headline notes from this year's report?
Yeah, so, you know, each crop is different every year. And, you know, having that transparent information for customers, it's really helpful when our folks that are in these markets go out and talk to their customers. It helps customers understand, you know, when they do their tenders for wheat, they need that information, and then they can compare that with what they get with the crop quality report. So, you know, we look at all six classes. The quality and production were both, quality certainly was very good in general this year. And, you know, specifically about hard red spring wheat, we know that there was a little more rain this year, maybe at the wrong time. So protein was a little bit lower than the past year, but it's within certainly within the five-year average. So customers are going to see that. But they're also going to look at the data about how that wheat, how it mills, how much water that flour absorbs, which is important for them, and ultimately what kind of bread is it going to bake. And that data that we've collected this year, I think from 716 samples of spring wheat, really shows that this wheat that was grown this year, spring wheat, bakes good bread, and they're going to get a good value out of it. And frankly, prices are a little more competitive this year than they have been in the past. So those are all good, and I think partly as a result, sales are up this year for spring wheat, also for all classes in general. We're up about 18% compared to where we were last year at this time.
I was going to say, looking at some of the other classes too, in terms of HRW wheat, winter wheat, et cetera, Durum, you know, we have a lot of listeners in those areas as well here for AOA. What were some of the notes on some of those crops as well, if you have those, Steve?
We do. A hard red winter, excellent quality this year. It's very good protein. Generally drier in some of those areas. Some of those areas in the Dakotas was a little bit drier in that area. Montana, certainly. So the hard red winter wheat that's grown in the northern plains tends to move toward the Pacific Northwest. That area into from middle to western Dakotas and into Montana was drier. So the protein is up. But again, the performance is excellent. And overall, we produced a lot more hard red winter wheat this year, which made a big difference. And of course, unfortunately, we know that prices are down. But again, that makes it a little more attractive to our customers overseas. Competitive prices, knowing that they can make great products at the end, makes a big difference.
Absolutely. We're talking with Steve Mercer, Vice President of Communications for U.S. Wheat Associates. And Steve, I know folks are able to take a look at the 2024 U.S. Crop Quality Report for themselves. You guys make that available on the USW website, correct?
Yep, that's right, uswheat.org, and there's a whole section on crop quality. You can look at the current report, which wraps up the results of well over 2,200 samples that were analyzed and tested, and we report that data by export location. So we report spring wheat and durum, for example, out of the lakes, out of the Gulf, and out of the spring wheat out of the Pacific Northwest as well. So the data is all there. We also are currently underway with a number of face-to-face meetings with customers around the world. Seven teams of U.S. wheat producers, our colleagues, experts are out around the world talking to customers and giving them the specifics on this data. So the data is very important in terms of transparency. It sets us apart, it's a major effort. Takes six partner labs to do all the analysis around the country, and all of our state wheat member organizations, the commissions, play a big part in this as well.
And I'm glad you mentioned the crop quality seminars, folks around the world right now sharing this information. I want to wrap up with that because, again, I think it's, to many of your points, very important with the work that USW does. And now getting out there with this information, talking to our export customers, our foreign buyers, and it's really, truly all around the world, as you mentioned, seven teams of representatives out right now, pretty much spanning the globe, right, Steve?
Yeah, it's really true. It's interesting this year because the new export development program that USDA implemented, the regional agricultural promotion program, is enabling us to do more of these face-to-face seminars, specifically in an area like Africa, where we can now do more meetings outside of our traditional markets in, say, South Africa and Nigeria. We're going to East Africa. We're going to other countries in West Africa, Ghana, and other places now that we haven't been able to do because of limits on the funding. But these programs are really important. So we have large numbers of flour millers, bakers come to these seminars, and it's also a chance to meet these folks face to face, renew relationships, and answer questions that they might have. We know our competitors do it. Canada certainly has similar programs. In fact, we actually are communicating with the Canadian folks to make sure that we're not scheduling these meetings at the same time, which is important, but they're out there doing it, and so we have to be there too, and it's a massive effort that starts in the spring when harvest starts in Texas, and it goes through to early December. So it's a year-long effort, and one that we really appreciate the opportunity to do through funding from the state wheat commissions, who are members of U.S. Wheat, and of course, our partners at USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service.
Find more info again, uswheat.org, and hats off to the folks at U.S. Wheat Associates for all their work spreading the message of high quality U.S. wheat. Steve Mercer, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on AOA today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel. Keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest Cenex location and get that Cenex Premium Diesel
for your operation. Up next, we'll talk with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley here on AOA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update Series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Milk markets were mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 14 to 2027, December down 13 to 1997, January steady at 1992, February milk down 2 at 1979. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower as the cash markets have yet to develop. Box beef prices were lower, and traders decided to act cautiously in the markets until those cash markets have developed. Hog markets moved mostly higher on continued strong pork demand. Higher pork cutout values as well, helping it to continue to support the hog market. October live cattle down 87 cents to 189.30. October feeder cattle down 5 cents to 250.02. December hogs up 220 to 82.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly higher on the day. There wasn't really fresh news to drive the sellers into the markets, even though the weather should remain open for the rest of the harvest to continue to move through. Now, soybeans were mostly lower as the weather will continue to assist in the South American soybean planting, and that helped to pressure the markets. Wheat markets mostly higher as it bounced off of recent lows due to oversold conditions and higher MATIF wheat prices. December corn up 3 to 413 and 3 quarters. November beans down 8 and 3 quarters to 965 and 3 quarters. December wheat up 11 and 3 quarters.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for